This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to the greatest wrestling game show on earth. Body, press your luck. Test your knowledge and embarrass your peers. Do you have what it takes? Well, step inside for the greatest challenge of your life. And now your hosts, JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode number 7 of Body Press Your Luck, PTBN's first ever wrestling trivia game show. I am JT. Joining me tonight is, Jordan. Jordan is not here, actually. He is not here. He's the night off. He only works once a month, but somehow requested the night off. Must be meaning Raw, SmackDown's on TV, so he's not here. But stepping up from the booth tonight to fill his shoes is my friend and yours, Andrew Atherton. Andy, how are you?
I'm good. Justin, tonight we are invoking the Freebird rule, So any two of us can host a show at any given time, although I have to get up early tomorrow, so hopefully these guys finish quickly.
Oh, everyone finishes quickly on this show. And with you in that chair, that means we need someone to keep score and tally the scores up and keep time and all that. And stepping in tonight is one of the trio here that run the North South Connection Podcast Network. He's my co-host on Wrestling Warzone, and he does some other pods too. That is Chad Campbell. Chad.
Jordan Duncan, the tribe has spoken.
You think he wanted to just watch Survivor? Is that your theory?
I guarantee it. I mean, it's season 40. It's all winners. Church. I mean, blaming the church. Come on.
Usual. Typical. All right, if you haven't heard these episodes before, go back and listen and then get to this one. If you have, welcome back. Tonight we have our six-time defending champion stepping inside the arena against some fresh blood. First off, we're going to bring in another man from across the pond. This lad actually woke up on time, which we're happy about. He is one of the co-hosts of the Special Relations Podcasts. Your friend and mine, Mr. Fish and Chips himself, Callum McDougall. Callum, how are you?
Morning, guys. I'm good. I'm fresh after setting my alarm, so I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you here. Our second contender is a fool of a man. He is known best for bangers and mash, not fish and chips. He is my co-host on No Holds Barred. He does some other shows too. One of the three purveyors of the North South Connection Wrestling Podcast Network, Mr. Aaron George. Aaron.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. It's supposed to be funny. It's not funny. And finally, our
don't put this pressure on me, all right? Don't put it on me.
All right.
Okay? I don't need this.
Put it on yourself with your jokes.
I'm already going to be shitty on the trivia shit. I don't get to do the fucking bell like Chad. Why am I even here?
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Six-time defending champion is up next, and we want to congratulate him because he is a dad now for the second time, and his son has never lived in a world where he wasn't champion of Body Press Your Luck. Mr. Ryan. Mr. Ryan Everett. Ryan, how are you?
Good. Happy to be back, as always.
So casual about the destruction he's about to lay on.
Third co-host.
Third co-host. Oh, boy. All right, listen, you all know the rules. Ryan's won a lot, so good luck. Play the game right, if you're smart. We're going to throw the names into a randomizer for the first three rounds. A new rule we instituted last episode would be for the final lightning round, whoever is in first gets to... what was the rule? They get to go last, or do they get to pick where they go? What was the rule I meant to ask before the show?
Oh, Jesus. That was a month ago.
You get a perfect score, you get to decide... How you go?
Oh, the next round. That's what it was. Okay, so this time you didn't get a perfect score, though, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so there's no choice.
No champions.
But we did decide that whoever's winning is going to go last. That is a thing. So, or is it first? I can't remember. We'll figure it out. All right.
Three games to think about it.
Round number one is upon us. And it's very timely because not only is it May, where this pay-per-view began, it's also been resurrected the night that we're recording this. This NXT TakeOver in your house will be occurring in June, and tonight we go in your house, and we're going to do a lightning-style game. 10 questions, 3 easy, 3 medium, 3 hard, 1 very hard, all about In Your House proper. So that includes from In Your House 1 till St. Valentine's Day Massacre 1999, the final branded In Your House pay-per-view. So every question will have to do with one of those In Your House pay-per-views that occurred in that time span. Any questions from anybody before we start?
What is a randomizer?
It's a website that randomizes the order of your participation.
Okay, good.
You okay there?
Yeah, just give me a minute. I'm going to open up all my spreadsheets with all my match listings.
Okay, very good. And here we go. Up first, Mr. Callum McDougal. Callum, how are you?
I am nervous to see how bad Ryan's going to beat me down, but I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, here we go. We have 90 seconds on the clock. Chad, you all set there? Chad, you got 90 seconds on the clock?
Good to go.
Okay,
sorry.
Very good. Very good. I didn't mean 90 seconds to answer. I meant 90 seconds on the clock. For this time. All right. The clock will begin when I finish the first question, Callum. Here we go. Where did the first In Your House take place?
Pass.
Who won the light heavyweight title at In Your House Judgment Day 98?
Christian.
Which match was longer, Bret Hart versus Diesel at In Your House 6 or Bret Hart versus Sid at It's Time?
Bret Hart versus Sid.
Who lost to the Headbangers at In Your House No Way Out of Texas?
The Quebecers.
Who helped the Godwins win the tag team titles at In Your House Bad Blood?
Oh, fuck, I watched this the other day. Pass.
During which match did ECW representatives get involved at ringside at In Your House Mind Games?
Samuel Vega versus Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Which trio took on the Nation of Domination at In Your House Final Four?
Farouk, Too Cold Scorpio. No, it wouldn't be Farouk. Too Cold Scorpio, I'll pass.
What was the official stipulation for the Undertaker Executioner match at its time?
An Armageddon Rules match.
Who won the first ever evening gown match, which occurred in a 1998 In Your House?
Jacqueline.
Which group performed O Canada before Canadian Stampede?
Pass.
Where did the first In Your House take place?
Dayton, Ohio.
Who helped the Godwins win the tag team titles at Bad Blood?
Time.
Well, I think we have confirmation that extra 30 minutes of sleep did not do much for you. All right, Andy, you want to read through the answers?
Sorry about that. I'm not used to this. See, where did the first In Your House take place? That was in Syracuse, New York. Who won the light heavyweight title at In Your House Judgment Day 1998? That was, in fact, Christian. Which match was longer, Hart versus Diesel In Your House 6 or Hart versus Sid In Your House It's Time? Incorrect. You said Hart versus Diesel. It was Hart versus Sid. Who lost to the Headbangers at In Your House No Way Out of Texas? That was Goldust and Mark Merrow. Who helped the Godwins win the tag team titles at In Your House Bad Blood? That was Uncle Cletus. During which match did ECW representatives get involved at ringside during In Your House Mind Games? You had that one correct. That was Bradshaw versus Savio Vega. Which trio took the Nation of Domination on at In Your House Final Four? You didn't answer that one. Bart Gunn, Goldust, and Flash Funk. What was the official stipulation for the Undertaker Executioner match at In Your House It's Time? Armageddon Rules. You had that one correct. Who won the first ever evening gown match, which occurred at on a 1998 In Your House event? That was Luna Vachon. And the last question, which group performed O Canada before In Your House Canadian Stampede? That was Farmer's Daughter. So you have a total of 6 points.
And Aaron has every Farmer's Daughter CD, so it's too bad he didn't get that one.
Shame.
Speaking of Aaron, but, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, if we stop now, I would win. So let's call it quits there.
Well, good thing for you tonight is there's a chance for a lot of points. So plenty to come. Aaron, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, you got 90 seconds for this, and the clock will start at the end of the first question. Chad, are you ready?
I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Who is Jesse James' mystery opponent at Revenge of Taker?
Rockabilly.
How many times did Shawn Michaels defend the title at In Your House in 1996?
Three.
Who won the Gang Wars triple threat match at Ground Zero?
The Bariquas. They always won. Spaniards.
In what city did Undertaker put King Mabel in a casket?
Pity City.
How did Ken Shamrock defeat Mankind at Judgment Day 98?
Mankind put the sock in his mouth and passed out. Socko.
Who replaced Jake Roberts in a scheduled match at International Incident?
Pineapple Pete.
What was the shortest match at In Your House 1?
Lawler. Brett.
What song did The Rock sing during his match with Mankind at St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Who pinned whom to win the DX versus Jeff Jarrett and Southern Justice match at Breakdown?
X-Pac pinned the fat one, Henry.
Which two men did Brian Christopher defeat to make the finals of the light heavyweight tournament at In Your House DX?
Scott Putski and Scott Taylor.
All right, that's it. I mean, at least the answers are entertaining.
Yeah, they're not correct.
Well, you did okay. Andy?
Yeah, not bad. Okay, so who was Jesse James' mystery opponent and Your House Revenge Taker? That was Rockabilly. How many times did Shawn Michaels defend WWF title at In Your House 1996? Three. That is the correct answer. Who won the Gang Wars triple threat match at In Your House Ground Zero? That was Savio Vega. In which city did The Undertaker put King Mabel in a casket? That was Hershey, Pennsylvania. How did Ken Shamrock defeat Mankind at In Your House Judgment Day 1998? Mankind put the claw on himself. You had that one correct. Who replaced Jake Roberts in his scheduled match at In Your House International Incident? The fat one, Henry Godwin.
No, I said Pineapple Pete.
Yeah. No, well, that's the correct answer.
Oh, the correct answer. I don't know how this show works.
Pineapple Pete is not correct. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What was the shortest match In Your House 1? Atom Bomb versus Mabel was the correct answer there. Which song did The Rock sing during his match with Mankind In Your House St. Valentine's Day Massacre? That was Heartbreak Hotel. Who pinned whom to win the DX versus Jarrett Southern Justice match at In Your House Breakdown? Billy Gunn pinned Dennis Knight. Which two men did Brian Christopher defeat to make the finals of the light heavyweight title tournament at In Your House DX? That was Flash Flanagan and Scott Taylor for a total of 7 points.
Well, you beat Callum.
I don't get half for
Scott Taylor now.
Scott Taylor, come on!
You did beat Callum, though, so you're winning the battle of the losers so far, which is good. All right, Ryan, are you ready to show these boys how to do it?
Yep, here we go.
Okay, Chad, is the clock ready?
Good to go.
All right, it'll start when I finish this first question. At which In Your House did Vader call himself a big fat piece of shit?
Over the Edge, 1998.
Which Buried Alive match was longer, 1996 or Buried Alive 96 or Rock Bottom 1998?
Rock Bottom.
Who did the color commentary at the first In Your House?
Vince McMahon and Doc Hendricks.
Who challenged Mark Merrow for the IC title at In Your House It's Time?
Pass.
Who accompanied Dean Douglas to the ring for his match with Razor Ramon at In Your House 3?
Bob Backlund.
Who did Mark Merrow defeat at In Your House Breakdown?
Draws.
What was the finish of the War of Attrition match at In Your House No Way Out of Texas?
Ken Shamrock, Ankle Lock to the Rock.
With which band did Jeff Jarrett perform at In Your House Unforgiven 98?
Sawyer Brown.
In which two South Carolina cities did In Your House Beware of Dog take place?
Charleston and Florence.
Name the only city to host two In Your House events.
Syracuse.
Who challenged Mark Merrow for the IC title at its time?
Triple H.
Time.
It's like he's just fucking with you. Good All right. Lord.
He should have said.
He's counting the clock
Canadian.
In his head. He's just trying to add some drama.
Yeah, since Aaron's Canadian, you should have said like Rick Martel. Losers. Anyway, here we go. At which In Your House did Vader call himself a big fat piece of shit? That was In Your House Over the Edge 98. Which Buried Alive match was longer? Buried Alive 96 or Rock Bottom 98? Rock Bottom 98. Had that one correct. Who did color commentary at the first In Your House? Doc Hendricks was the correct answer. Who challenged Mark Merrow for the IC title In Your House It's Time? That was Triple H. Who accompanied Dean Douglas for his match with Razor Ramon at In Your House 3? Bob Backlund was the correct answer. Who did Mark Merrill defeat at In Your House Breakdown? Was draws. What was the finish of the War of Attrition match at In Your House No Way Out of Texas? That was correct. Shamrock forced Rock to submit to the ankle lock. Which band did Jeff Jarrett perform at In Your House Unforgiven 98 with? Sawyer Brown. In which two South Carolina cities did In Your House Beware of Dog take place? That was Florence and North Charleston. And you got this one wrong, for crying out loud. Name the only city to host two In Your House events. That was Vancouver, British Columbia. Total of 18 points.
All right. So you're beating the combined score as usual. So after round one, we have Ryan Everett at 18, Aaron George at 7, Callum McDougal at 6, but we're early. Still a lot of time left to go. Huh?
7.5.
Tell you what's going on in the PlayStation.
These are not match ratings.
All right, PlayStation Wrestling feed. Chris Delner and Devin Hales recap Money in the Bank 2020 on this month's PTB and Reaction Show. Also on the latest PTB NXT, Jake, Tim, and Jenny work through three episodes of Weekly TV from March 2014. Rory McNamara returns with the second episode of Senior Video. Him and Ben Locke checked out Smack 'em Whack 'em. Second episode of The Great Debate Wrestling. Andy, you were joined by Steve Willey, Jordan Duncan, and Chad Campbell. What an all-star lineup that was. On the newest episode of the Special Relations Podcast, the trio mates are joined by Sean Kidd, discuss the new normal, video games, the Mafia, and a WrestleMania debate. Speaking of the Mafia, Scott and Dr. G were here with a new episode of NWA Saturday Special, where they begin the greatest WCW match ballot research with a pair of Roddy Piper matches. So we're going to go ahead and move on now. Round number two, I'm going to randomize the list with the randomizer. I'm going to turn things over to Andy, who's going to run the show and tell us the rules. Andy.
So the next game, we're going to call it Famous Finishes. Basically, I'm going to read you a match and a pay-per-view that it took place at. You just have to tell me the finish, who won the match, and basically how they did it, whether a move or how the pin was done or whatever. Okay. So it's a pretty simple concept. I'm going to run through them. You have only, 60 seconds. There are 10.
60 seconds.
60 seconds, yes. So there are 10, so make sure you have me read them all so you have a fighting chance. That was for Aaron and Callum, really. Anyway, okay, so Chad, are you ready with 60 seconds on the clock?
Ready to go.
All right, Justin, who is up first?
Ryan Everett.
Ryan Everett, all right. Champ. All right, here we go. The clock will start when I finish the first option or first answer or question, whatever you want to call it. So here we go. Ready. Savage Flair, WrestleMania 8. What was the finish?
Savage rolled up Ric Flair with a handful of pins.
All right. Austin McMahon, St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Big Show threw Austin through the cage and he fell to the floor.
Okay. Rock Triple H, Backlash 2000.
Austin came out and hit Triple H with a chair and then The Rock hit a people's elbow for the win.
All right. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, SummerSlam 18.
Reigns hit a spear and won after Braun Strowman tried to interfere.
Randy Savage, Dusty Rhodes, SummerSlam 90.
Savage won with, he hit Dusty with the loaded purse for a pinfall.
Undertaker, Vader, Royal Rumble 97.
Paul Bearer hit Undertaker with the urn and Vader hit a power Vader bomb.
DX Legacy SummerSlam 09.
Super kick pedigree combo to DiBiase.
Cena Lesnar at No Way Knife Champions 14. Sorry.
Seth Rollins came out for a DQ.
Flair DDP Sting Hogan at Stampede 99.
Savage hit an elbow. Flair and DDP pin for the win.
Sting Hogan, Bound for Glory 11.
Time.
I have no idea.
All right. So I should have clarified this before, but it's Ryan, so whatever. But for everyone else, you can just name like basically the final finish. It doesn't need to be the like the setup, what leads to it. It's basically the final move of the match. All right, you got Savage Flair with the roll-up. That was correct. Paul White threw Austin to the cage. You got that one. Backlash 2000 was the Rock People's Elbow. SummerSlam 18, Roman Reigns hit the spear. SummerSlam 90, Randy Savage used the loaded purse on Dusty Rhodes. Vader hit Undertaker with a Vader bomb to win at Royal Rumble 97. You got SummerSlam 09 wrong. Shawn Michaels did Sweet Chin Music on Cody Rhodes, pinned him to win the match.
Of course.
John Cena did win by DQ at Night of Champions 14. I had DDP Diamond Cutter on Flair. Chad, are you overruling that one?
Because
he said Savage hit the big elbow. I didn't mention the Diamond Cutter.
Oh, okay.
No, he did. He did say Diamond Cutter, didn't you?
No,
he just said DDP. I just said the elbow.
Okay. Thank you for being honest. Okay.
Red. All right. And the last one would have been Sting Hogan, Bound for Glory 11. Sting won with a Scorpion.
Bret Hart come and call for the ring. Mystery start.
7-9. So 10 points, Ryan, for you on that one.
All right.
Or did I do the math wrong? Chad has 12.
Yeah, you did the math wrong.
12 points for you, Ryan Everett.
Cool.
We're all thrown off.
I changed it to 90 seconds because at 60 seconds, we're only through five of the questions.
So. Okay, very good.
we're retconning that.
I blame Andy's reading. All right. We're just lost without Jordan Duncan's spiritual influence tonight. That's where we're at. Okay, Andy. Up next is Callum McDougall.
All right. Callum, are you ready?
I suppose so.
All right. Chad, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. First one, Piper Adonis, WrestleMania 3.
Piper Woman to Sleeper Hold.
Brett versus Owen, WrestleMania 10.
Owen reversed a victory roll.
Hulk Hogan, Yokozuna, King of the Ring 93.
The Exploding Camera.
Kane, Vader, No Way Out 98.
Pass.
Angle Austin, Unforgiven 01.
Angle one with the ankle lock.
Goldust, Mero, SummerSlam 96.
Pass.
The Shield, New Day, Survivor Series 17.
Roman pinned Xavier with a spear.
Charlotte, Sasha, Hell in a Cell 2016.
Pass.
Flair, Koloff, Starrcade 86.
Pass.
Sting, Angle, Bound for Glory 07.
Sting won with a Scorpion Death Drop.
Kane, Vader, No Way Out 98.
Kane hit Vader with a spanner.
Goldust, Mero, SummerSlam 96.
Meryl won with a shooting star press.
Time.
Okay.
Can you clarify your answer on the Kane Vader one, Callum?
It happened with a wrench.
Okay.
Was it a DQ?
All right.
One for Vader.
Here we go. Here's your answers. Roddy Piper defeated Adrian Adonis with a sleeper. You got that one right. Owen Hart did get the victory roll win at WrestleMania 10. As much as I want to give this one to you, Yoko actually beat Hogan with the leg drop after the exploding camera. That was the finishing spot. Kane actually beat Vader with the tombstone at No Way Out 98. I believe he might have hit him with the wrench before it, but that was the finish. Angle beat Austin with the ankle lock at Unforgiven 01. SummerSlam 96, Goldust beat Mark Merrill with the curtain call. Shield, New Day, Survivor Series, triple powerbomb on Kofi. Charlotte, Sasha at Halloween Havoc, Hell in a Cell 16, Charlotte via natural selection. Mm-hmm. Flair, Koloff at Starrcade 86 was actually a double disqualification, and Sting beat Angle at Bound for Glory 07 with the Scorpion Death Drop. So that's a big five you got right there at the end to give you 9 total in the round. Good job, Callum.
Thank you.
All right, Aaron, are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Okay.
I'm changing my mood. You know, I feel like I kind of started low, but we're going to go high now.
Okay, very good. We'll see if it works
all
for
right.
you.
There you go. Well, best of luck to you, Aaron.
Don't patronize me. Get to the question. Okay.
Chad will be doing the time based on how slow Andy reads a question. So it may be like a Royal Rumble where it just kind of alternates.
All right. Yeah, like we all have Peter here timing to make sure it's every 2 minutes.
Well.
All right, here we go. Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah.
Chad, are you ready?
Ready to go.
All right, here we go. Rock Cena, WrestleMania 28.
Rock Bottom, pin Cena. Rock pin Cena.
Diesel Brett, King of the Ring, 94.
It's a double DQ.
Sting Hogan, Starrcade, 97.
It's Bret Hart calling for the bell with Hogan in the Scorpion lock.
Goldberg, Lesnar, WrestleMania 20.
Goldberg wins with a jackhammer.
Vader, Roberts, King of the Ring, 96.
Roberts wins by DQ.
Show, Triple H, and The Rock, Survivor Series 99.
Big Show pins Triple H. Chokeslam.
Cena, Rusev, Extreme Rules 2015.
Rusev says I quit in the STF.
Orton, Miz, Royal Rumble 2011.
Orton gets disqualified.
Sting, Sid, Road Wild 99.
Shut up! Sid wins with a powerbomb.
Hardy, Angle, Anderson, Bound for Glory 2010.
Mr. Anderson beats, pins Jeff Hardy.
All right.
Well, you started well.
Yeah.
you did well. I was hot. You were hot there for a bit. I was excited. Rock did win with a rock bottom. King of the Ring 94, actually, Brett was disqualified when the anvil came in, so not a double DQ.
You could give that one to me because I'm close.
Sting Hogan at Starrcade 97. Sting won with the Scorpion Deathlock. Bret Hart crawled for the bell. Goldberg did defeat Brock Lesnar with the jackhammer at 20. Jake Roberts won by DQ. Vader yanked the ref in the way. Big Show chokeslammed Triple H for the win at Survivor Series 99, and this is where it all went to shit. John Cena touched all four corners at Extreme Rules 15.
I couldn't remember which one it was.
Stupid match there. Miz actually defeated Randy Orton after a CM Punk go to sleep at Royal Rumble 2011. Sid beat Sting with a chokeslam, not a powerbomb at Road Wild. And Jeff Hardy defeated Mr. Anderson with the Swanton at Bound for Glory.
If I had said Sid pinned Sting, would I have gotten the point?
No.
I have to. Okay. All right.
Yep. Sorry, Bubba. 8 points for you. Not bad. Not good enough, though. All right. So after two rounds, we have Ryan Everett with 30, Callum McDougall with 15, and Aaron George with 15. So you guys are now tied with Ryan, so you had a good round combined.
Catching up. Catching
that was,
up.
That was good.
Nice and close.
All right. Andy, you want to tell us what's going on in the PTB and Pop Feed?
Oh, yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on the Pop Feed. My latest episode of Laughing Theater was The Goonies with Mr. Peter Winston. A lot of fun talking to Pete, as usual. A brand new Live Watch show just debuted. That is with our good friend Matt Souza. It's titled A Piece of the Action. That's right, Matt is going to be watching action movies with a guest and talking all the time. And he had the Queen, Miss Jennifer Smith, on the first episode to watch The Matrix. Your PIC, Mr. Scott Criscolo, along with Rob Patonic, a.k.a. Tech, has been dropping Pop Goes the Classic series on James Bond. The Legacy Part 2 just dropped. This is the others, not Sean Connery, Roger Moore, or the other two guys. Diamond Conversations had a big episode this week with the great Pittsburgh Pirates legend Bill Madlock. It Was a Thing on TV had another TV triple header of Mr. Ed Lookwell and Puchinski, as well as the newest episode of The Year in Pop, where myself, Scott, Dr. G, and D'Amato all discussed the year 1982. So lots of fun stuff going on the Pop Feed.
All right, so let's bring us now into round number three, see if things can pick up. A lot of points available on the board in this round, which Andy will be telling you about.
All right, so now we're talking about families, factions, groups, gatherings, whatever you think, things that we can't do right now, basically. So we're going to give you a faction or a stable, and we're going to give you 20 seconds to name as many members as you can. Actually, we're only going to score you, though, up to 10. So you have to get, there's at least 10 members of each one of these groups we're going to tell you, and you have just 20 seconds to spit out as many as you can. All right, sounds simple? All right, Justin, who's going first?
All right, and just to clarify, you will have three shots. You have an easy one, a medium one, and a hard one. So you get a bunch of cracks at this. Up to 30 points available for you, and we'll kick things off with Callum McDougall.
All right, Callum.
Let's do this.
So your first one is a WWF WWE faction stable, the Jimmy Hart family. Ready? 20 seconds on the clock?
Yep.
Go.
Bret Hart, Jim the Anvil, Danny Davis, Honky Tonk Man, Dino Bravo, Ron Bass, who else? Oh, bloody hell.
time.
Jeez, that's a lot harder than you think.
All right. So well, let's go through it. Looks like you got
The Heart Foundation. You got Honky Tonk Man. You got Dino Bravo. You got Danny Davis. I think Chad fell asleep halfway through. Is there any others you might have said?
He said Ron Bass.
Right. I thought he said Ron.
Yeah. So we have what you didn't say: Greg Valentine, Terry Funk, Haas Funk, Jimmy Jack Funk, Adrian Adonis, the Glamour Girls, the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers, Earthquake, the Nasty Boys, the Natural Disasters, Money Inc., and the Mountie.
Oh, God's sake!
So you got 5 points for that round, Cal. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go to the next easy one. We'll mix it up a little bit instead of putting Cal right back on the spot. Ryan Everett, are you ready for your easy one?
Oh, you're killing me! You're killing me here.
Does it matter if I say someone wrong? Is that
no
count against me? Just
no. You just name
as many people as you can.
We have a hard enough time tracking the right answers. Never mind the wrong ones.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, are you ready?
I am attempting to be ready. This is a challenge for the scorekeeper.
Yeah, well, we're all trying to help.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Ryan, your family / faction is the Heenan family. Ready? Go.
Big John Studd, Ken Patera, Missing a Link, Haku, Tama, Hurley Race, Andre the Giant, Rick Rude, Mr. Perfect, Barbarian. Arne Anderson, Tully Blanchard.
Time.
I think you got 10 anyway.
Yeah, he got 10. Yeah.
You didn't have the baby in the background. Too. That was a clutch performance.
He's whispering the answers.
All right, so you've got Andre the Giant, the Barbarian, Big John Studd, the Brainbusters, Harley Race, the Islanders, Ken Patera, Missing Link, Rick Rude. So you got 10. The ones still out there were Adrian Adonis, Buddy Rose, Brooklyn Brawler, The Colossal Connection, but you got anyway. Hercules, King Kong Bundy, Mr. Perfect, who I think you might have gotten, Paul Orndorff, Red Rooster, Ric Flair, Stevie Yoffi were in there as well. But it doesn't matter. You got 10. All right, Aaron George, you ready for your easy ones?
Yeah, now let me ask something. Mm-hmm. If he said Haku and Andre and then said the Colossal Connection, is it 2 points or three?
Would you say Haku and Andre and then the Colossal Connection? No, that would just be 2 points.
Okay.
So Callum got 2 for saying the Heart Foundation. That was Brett.
Okay, so the Colossal Connection would have counted for 2.
Correct. Cool. Yeah, Andy has them all on the list 100 times, but that's fine. Just trying to make it a little bit harder for us.
I'm a completist. Come on. Yeah, okay. Anyway. All right. Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah.
Chad, are you ready with the clock?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Aaron, the group that you have to name members of is The Corporation. Ready?
Go. Yep. Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, The Rock, Ken Shamrock, The Big Boss Man, Midian, Viscera, China, Kane, Triple H, Road Dogg, X-Pac, Billy Gunn, Gerald Briscoe, Pat Patterson, Linda McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Jim Jones.
All right. Oh, you're good.
Right, you're good. Jim Jones?
I like when people name ones that
Andy oh, my Lord. Like Big Boss Man.
All right, I don't even know what you said or what you didn't, but you had 10, so we're good.
I think we had Kate. I don't know. Who thought of this idea? This is going to make me want to go into quarantine for 3 more
months. It's an Allerton special. All right, Callum, you ready for the medium one?
I always get blamed when things don't go right.
It's because you always fuck shit up. All right. Callum, here we go. Your medium one. Andy, ready?
All right. We're going over to WCW. Name as many members, or up to 10, of the NWO, the original black and white faction. Ready?
Go. Yep. Hall, Hogan, Nash, Six, Teddy Biasi, the Giant, Randy Savage, Vincent, Michael Wall Street, Buff Bagwell.
All right, you get
time.
10.
That's 10.
You get 10. Nice job, Callum, on that. The remaining were the NWO Sting, Miss Elizabeth, Eric Bischoff, Big Bubba, Scott Norton, Masa Chono, The Great Muta, Tenzan, Conan, Kurt Hennig, Rick Rude, Luis Piccoli, Dusty Rhodes, Brian Adams, Scott Steiner, The Disciple, and Nick Patrick were the rest of the options there. Quite a bloated faction, but nice job. You're at 15 through two rounds. Ryan Everett, are you ready for yours?
Yep.
Okay. Chad, is the clock ready?
We're good.
All right. Ryan, your faction is the Latino World Order. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Go.
Eddie Guerrero, Juventud Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, La Parca, Hector Garza, Damien, Ciclope, El Dandy, Silver King,
Time.
Jesus
Christ. You got nine.
Fucking LWO. All right. The three you didn't get were Psychosis, Viano 5, and Spider or Arturo Flores. So I don't know how you missed those. All right. You were at 19 through two rounds of ridiculousness.
There's a chink in the armor.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Aaron, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, Aaron. Chad, you ready with the clock?
Yeah, I'm reset.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay, here we go. Aaron, your faction is The Flock in WCW version. Go.
Raven, Reese, Sick Boy, Saturn, Kidman, Jim Kidman, the girl from the show, Major Guns, Conan, Lash LaRue, Baron Von Raske, Jim Jones again. The road sign, roadblock, and roadblock from G.I. Joe. And,
time.
All right, well, you got four. No, five. You got five.
Five.
You missed Stevie Richards, Hammer, Horace, Canyon, Lodi, and Riggs.
How do you miss Lodi?
That was hard. You gave me that Lodi? wasn't a medium one. That was a hard one.
It was more medium than the LWO, and he got.
I was going to say Spider Art Flores.
Yeah, Lodi. Yeah, from the guy who's answered like a million questions in a row.
All right, you ready for your hard one, Callum?
Yep.
All right, Chad, clock ready?
Yeah, we're reset. We're good.
All right, Callum, your faction you must name is Aces and Eights. Go.
Bully Ray, D-Von, D'Lo Brown, Mike Knox, whatever he was called, Doc Gallows, Garrett Bischoff, Wes Briscoe,
time.
Blank.
Hey, you do way better than I think I would have done, for sure. I think you actually get seven, Chad. You got Bully Ray, Garrett Bischoff, Nux, D-Von, D-Lo, DOC, who I believe was Luke Gallows, and Wes Briscoe. You also had on the table Brooke, Taz, Ivelisse, Mike, whoever that was, Mr. Anderson, and Tito Ortiz also. But that was a nice job. That was a hard one. All right, 23 total for you for the round, Callum. Nice showing. Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Chad, clock ready?
22 total. Sorry, bad math.
So much for being the accountant. He puts special in the team of special accounting within the Bloomberg.
Yeah, shockingly, I'm not having speed tests on the Aces and Eight members when I'm looking at financial statements.
He doesn't remember Mike.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Ryan, you are to name members of the Main Event Mafia. Ready? Go.
Sting, Lashley, Nash, Scott Steiner, Hulk Hogan, Taz, Mick Foley, AJ Styles, Ric Flair, Kurt Angle.
Time.
Okay, I think you only got five. Unless some of the ones you named were in there, and we didn't know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Ryan always makes me question myself, but I'm trusting Andy's research. So the ones you didn't get were Booker T, Christian, Samoa Joe, Tracy Brooks, Charmel, Big Rocco, Sally Boy, Jenna Marasca, Magnus, Rampage Jackson, Coolio, Jado.
No, all those are.
You're making people up.
That's it.
Big Smell from ECW? What?
Huh?
That's it. You don't want to name the rest of those.
You only got Angle, Sting, Nash, Steiner, and Taz.
Yeah. It's a disaster.
Fucking Andy. This was the last time I asked for help for these games. Okay. 24 for Ryan Everett. So there you go. Aaron, are you ready? If you haven't picked up on it yet.
Let's do it.
All right.
He was just giving a hint, so he should be prepared.
I wasn't paying attention.
All right. Aaron, the faction you have to name members of is the Bullet Club. Ready?
Wait. Okay. Before we go, is there a... Is there a specific company, or is it the Bullet Club in general?
The Bullet Club in general.
Okay.
All right.
Count whenever you're ready.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Nick Jackson, Matt Jackson, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Bad Luck Fale, Carl Anderson, Takashi slut that he goes along with. Don't laugh. You're killing my time. He was a person. Adam Cole, Adam Page. What else are we looking for here? In the Bullet Club. Damn it. Who else is in this thing? How many did I get? Close to 10, right?
I don't even know.
Yeah, we'll count the slut. That's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
If you count Yujiro's valet, that would be 7.
Okay. All right.
Her name's Peter, by the way.
So this is the ones I got you, Aaron. You correct us if we missed it, but it's Adam Cole, Hangman Page, Matt and Nick Jackson, Prince Devitt, Yuhiro Takahashi, Peter, and anyone else?
I said Bad Luck Fale.
Okay, that's correct.
You did
get
Fale, yep.
I said Carl Anderson.
That's also a correct one. Yep.
But I did not say Doc Gallows. I said AJ Styles.
You did say AJ Styles.
Okay, so that would be 10.
All right, nice job, Aaron. I thought you said more than that. That's good. We got to work on the mechanics of these types of games. This is our first maiden voyage, especially when you have the wrong answers in the wrong columns. So.
Yeah, did you notice that? That's why I stopped you before, because he had Hikaloo and Jado.
I picked up on it when I got the Jado. I was like, wait a minute.
He was not in the main event, Mafia.
Andy's trying to make it as complicated as possible. All right, Aaron, 25, buddy. Nice job. Usually, the one good thing that Andy does is add the scores as we go, but Chad doesn't do that for me because he's not good at math.
Well, the math's easy.
Yeah, he's not good at math.
54 for Ryan Everett.
Yep. 37 for Callum McDougal.
Good job.
And 40 for Aaron George. Yeah.
Now, hold on a minute. What did Ryan get in this last round?
24.
And I got 20. Aaron. And I got 25?
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Can we end the game?
You beat him in one round.
Hey, man, that's better than most.
Sure. Okay. But no, you did good. Everyone did good that one. That was a tricky one, and you all did well. All right, Aaron, I'd say you both are within striking distance for sure. Let's quickly tell you what's going on, Place to Be Nation. But before that, we'll also tell you what's going on at the Jenny Position. Jennifer Smith's feed, the home of Geek and Sassy, Talking Pop, Freak Out Driving, Telling Stories, Brother Sister Rewatch Podcast, and the Journey Through Infinity, and so much more. As well as the North South Connection Podcast Network. That's me, Chad, and Arnold here tonight running that feed, the home of Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Jeff Learns Wrestling, Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast, The Year That Was, Fighting Spirit of 06, and Montreal to Memphis, and Carolina Dreamin'. I think I got them all. We have new shows at least 4 days a week, sometimes 5. Subscribe, leave feedback, and rate us as well. We'd much appreciate it. We've also kicked off the 2020 Stretch Project, a Place to Be Nation, determining the greatest WCW match ever. You have until New Year's Eve to do your research, promote your matches, and build your list. Conversation rules found at facebook.com/GWCW matches or the Pro Wrestling Only message board. Also, follow our social media pages for the greatest junk food of all time tournament. Face it, you're all locked up in quarantine, all eating junk food. Now's the best time to rank it. You can follow PTBN Tournaments or the Greatest Junk Food Tournament on Facebook, or if Twitter gets unlocked, you can follow that eventually too. Remember to vote each and every day. Also, check out PlayStation.com. Have new voices, fresh takes for you, bringing articles on topics of the world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent's SmackDown on Fox Report, The Week in WWE by John Crow, Paulie's Perspective, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion, and veteran columns like Glenn Butler's Wednesday Walk Around the Web. Use PlayStation.com/Amazon for all your shopping as well. All right, gentlemen, the time has come for the lightning round. Plenty of points on the board, plenty of opportunity here. Per the rules that we set in place last time, Ryan will go last since he is leading the game. And we will start things with Aaron George. Aaron, are you ready for the lightning round, my friend?
Yeah, this is like a free-for-all, right?
kind of. It's like the first game we played. It's just the random types of questions for you.
Is it all about in your house still? Or?
Nope, it is not. It is random. Okay, it'll be three easy, three medium, three hard, and one very hard. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. You'll have 90 seconds.
All right.
The clock will start when I finish the first question. Here we go. Chad, are you ready, I should ask?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Who usually portrayed Peggy Sue on WWF television?
Sherry.
What type of gimmick match did JBL and Finley have at WrestleMania 24?
A Belfast brawl.
Who were the first two entrants of the 1991 Royal Rumble?
Bret Hart. Pass.
Who defeated Doom in a match that forced them to unmask in WCW?
Blondes.
Who did Rick Rude defeat as the Halloween Phantom in his WCW debut match?
Rick Steiner.
Which WWF mainstay lost his final match as one gimmick in April of 95 and debuted 2 weeks later under his real name?
Jim. Go. Pass.
What is known as the Harvard of professional wrestling?
Harvard, Connecticut.
Who was the last man eliminated in the April 1991 Saturday's Main Event Battle Royal?
1981?
91.
91 Battle Royal? That would be Jimmy Hart.
Which trio worked on a Guitar Hero gimmick in TNA?
Fuck this game. I hate this game. Sid Vicious, Kurt Hennig, and Lex Luger.
Name the five WWF representatives that battled WBF on Family Feud in 1992.
Ooh, 92. Savage, Perfect, Bret Hart, Ric Flair, Mike Rotundo, Barry Windham, Earthquake, Typhoon, Jimmy Hart, Dino Bravo.
First two entrants in the 1991 Royal Rumble.
Bret Hart and Greg Valentine.
I wish you never came tonight.
I know. I wasn't supposed to.
So she said.
Time.
Yeah. I begged you not to have me. I begged.
At least we get out of the way. All right. All right. Andy, you want to do the answers?
All right. So, who usually portrayed Peggy Sue on WWF TV? You were correct, Aaron. Sherry Martel. What type of gimmick match did JBL and Finley have at WrestleMania 24? The Belfast Brawl, correct. Who were the first two entrants in the 91 Royal Rumble? You had half of it right. Bret Hart, Dino Bravo was the other one. Who defeated Doom in a match that forced him to unmask in WCW? That was the Steiner Brothers. Who did Rick Rude defeat as Halloween Phantom in his WCW debut match? Tom Zenk.
I'm really disappointed about that one.
Which WWF mainstay lost his final match as one gimmick in April 1995 before debuting under his real name 2 weeks later? That was Savio Vega.
By the way, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Oh, Aaron, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying something. This question I was so excited about, and I wish someone better got it. What is known as the Harvard of professional wrestling? Ryan or Callum, do you know? Oh, you both.
No idea.
Oh, worthless.
Answer factory.
No, close. The power plant. That was always the fucking commercial on WCW. It's the Harvard of professional wrestling. WCW power plant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who was the last man eliminated in the April 1991 Saturday Night's Main Event Battle Royal? That was Greg Valentine. Which trio worked under a Guitar Hero gimmick in TNA? That was Lance Hoyt, Jimmy Rave, and Christy Hemme. Name the five WWF representatives that battled the WBF superstars in Family Feud on 1992. Jimmy Hart, Bobby Heenan, Jerry Sags, the Mountie, and Sherry. So for a total of 2 points.
Well.
I'm broken by the power plant. All right, Callum, are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, run the table. Clock will start when I finish this first question. Who was the longest consecutively tenured GM in history of Raw?
Eric Bischoff.
Who won the first singles match in SummerSlam history?
Pass.
What did the sign that Frenchie Martin carried to ringside say?
Pass.
Who assisted Jinder Mahal in retaining the WWF title against Randy Orton in a Punjabi prison match, Battleground 2017?
The Great Khali.
After joining Raw in the 2004 draft, how many times did Shelton Benjamin defeat Triple H?
3 times.
Who replaced Terry Gordy to team with Steve Williams at Halloween Havoc 92?
Pass.
Which diva formed a partnership with Kenny Dykstra in 2007?
Oh, Pass.
Who were the final U.S. Tag Team Champions in WCW?
The Barbarian and Dick Slater.
Under what gimmick did Fred Ottman compete in Florida Championship Wrestling?
Pass.
Name the 8 competitors in the Chamber of Horrors.
Sting, the Steiner Brothers, Cactus Jack, Abdullah the Butcher. Pass, come back to them.
Who won the first singles match in SummerSlam history?
Jake.
What did the sign that Frenchie Martin carried to ringside say?
Oh, pass.
Who replaced Terry Gordy to team with Steve Williams at Halloween Havoc 92?
Time.
All right. You did all right. You did okay. I mean, not points-wise, but you did a good showing. And you want to go through the scores?
Well, definitely better than your special relations brethren. Yeah, who was the longest consecutively tenured GM in Royal history? You were correct, Eric Bischoff. Who won the first singles match in SummerSlam history? That was Bad News Brown. What sign did Frenchie Martin's sign say when he carried it to ringside? USA is not okay. Who assisted Jinder Mahal in retaining the WWE title against Randy Orton at the Punjabi Prison match at Battleground 2017? That was the Great Khali. After joining Raw in the 2004 draft, how many times did Shelton Benjamin defeat Triple H? 3 times. You were correct there. Who replaced Terry Gordy to team with Steve Williams at Halloween Havoc 1992? That was Steve Austin. Which Diva formed a partnership with Kenny Dykstra in 2007? Victoria. This one you got correct. Who were the final WCW U.S. Tag Team Champions? Dick Slater and the Barbarian. Under what gimmick did Fred Ottman compete in Florida Championship Wrestling? Big Steel Man. Name the 8 competitors in the Chamber of Horrors. Now, you had a few, but you never got all the way. They were El Gigante, Steiner Brothers, Sting, Abdullah the Butcher, Vader, Cactus Jack, and the Diamond Stud.
You were close. I think you got 5 of the 8, Callum.
Yeah, I just completely blanked on. I would never get the Diamond Stud.
According to my math, looks like you got 8 points.
You did. So we already know our champion, but as we instituted last time, Ryan, if you get a perfect score, you get to choose the order of every game next episode, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Chad, 90 seconds on the clock.
Yep, good to go.
All right, it'll start when I finish this question. In what state were Jim Duggan and Nikolai Volkoff arrested for possession of cocaine?
New Jersey.
Who did Big Boss Man face in his final pay-per-view match of his first WWF run?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
How much money did the Hardy Boys win in the finals of the Terry Invitational Tournament?
$100,000.
Who played the second doink at WrestleMania 9?
Steve Kern, Skinner.
How many times did Steve Corino win the ECW World Title?
One.
Who sang the national anthem at WrestleMania 4?
Gladys Knight.
Who won the Hulk Hogan Real American Award at the 1987 Slammies?
Superstar Billy Graham.
Who turned on Lex Luger to join the Yamazaki Corporation, then defeated him for the U.S. title in 1989?
Michael Hayes.
Which wrestler competed as Sin in TNA before heading to WWE?
Pass.
Name the 5 members of Ring of Honor's Kingdom Stable.
Take care of your child. You won the game.
Pass.
Which wrestler competed as Sin in TNA before heading to WWE?
I don't know.
The 5 members of Ring of Honor's Kingdom Stable.
Yes.
All right. Well, do you want to take a shot at either of those, or you're done?
No.
Okay. You're rolling. The baby screwed you for that perfect score. All right.
Oh, my Lord.
You guys, Aaron George got 2 in this round. Ryan Everett with a crying baby on his nipple put 8 in a row up. All right, you get the first 8 right. Sin in TNA went on to be Kazarni in the WWE. And the 5 members of the Kingdom were Adam Cole, Mike Bennett, Matt Hardy, Maria Kanellis, and Vinny Marcellia. So 15 points for you, Ryan Everett. And that is your 7th win in a row with a final of a very nice 69. Callum McDougall with 45 and Aaron George with 42. But you guys should be proud because I think you're the first ones in a while to combine to beat him by a decent amount. So nice job. Beat him by...
handicap matches in the future.
Almost beat him by 20. Ryan, your final or your new cumulative total after 7 episodes is 322 points. Any words that you want to give tonight?
No, not really. Just keep plugging along. If you are planning on having a baby during quarantine, I'd highly advise it because you don't have anywhere to go when you have a newborn and you can't go anywhere right now.
See, I'm going to turn it around. It sounds awful to have a newborn in the house where you can't leave. But anyway, congratulations to you on your seventh win in a row. Aaron and Callum, thanks for trying. We'll be back next month with two new challenges for Aaron. For Ryan to see if he can continue this streak and roll on as he marches towards the Diamond 10 level. And then we'll go from there. All right, everyone, take care. We'll talk to you next time. If you have what it takes to become a challenger, reach out to us. Until then, keep body pressing your luck. We'll be right back.